Chapter 1. Introduction to Machine Learning. The notion of artificial intelligence technology is derived from the idea that computers can be engineered to exhibit human-like intelligence and mimic human reasoning and learning capacities, adapting to fresh inputs and performing duties without needing human intervention. The principle of artificial intelligence encompasses machine learning. Machine learning technology, or ML, refers to the principle of artificial intelligence technology, which focuses mainly on the designed ability of computers to learn explicitly and self-train, identifying information patterns to enhance the underlying algorithm and making autonomous decisions without human involvement. In 1959, the term machine learning was coined during his tenure at IBM by the pioneering gaming and artificial intelligence professor, Arthur Samuel. Machine learning hypothesizes that contemporary computers can be trained using targeted training datasets, which can readily be tailored to create required functionality. Machine learning is guided by a pattern recognition method, which previous interactions and outcomes are recorded and revisited in a way that corresponds to its present position. Because machines are needed to process infinite volumes of data, with fresh data constantly flowing in, they need to be equipped to adapt to the fresh data without being programmed by a person, considering the iterative aspect of machine learning. Machine learning has close relations with the field of statistics, which is focused on generating predictions using advanced computing tools and technologies. The research of mathematical optimization provides the field of machine learning with techniques, theories, and implementation areas. Machine learning is also referred to as predictive analytics in its implementation to address business issues. In ML, the target is known as label, while in statistics it's called dependent variable. A variable in statistics is known as feature in ML, and a feature creation in ML is known as transformation in statistics. ML technology is also closely related to data mining and optimization. ML and data mining often utilize the same techniques with considerable overlap. ML focuses on generating predictions based on predefined characteristics of the given training data. On the other hand, data mining pertains to the identification of unknown characteristics in a large volume of data. Data mining utilizes many techniques of ML, but with distinct objectives. Similarly, machine learning also utilizes techniques of data mining through the unsupervised learning algorithms, or as a pre-processing phase to enhance the prediction accuracy of the model. The intersection of these two distinct research areas stems from the fundamental assumptions with which they operate. In machine learning, efficiency is generally addressed about the capacity of the model to reproduce known knowledge, while in knowledge discovery and information mining, or KDD, the main job is to discover new information. An uninformed or unsupervised technique, evaluated in terms of information, will be easily outperformed by other supervised techniques. On the contrary, supervised techniques cannot be used in a typical KDD task owing to the lack of training data. Data optimization is another area that machine learning is closely linked with. Various learning issues can be formulated as minimization of certain loss function on training dataset. Loss functions are derived as the difference between the predictions generated by the model being trained and the input data values. The distinction between the two areas stems from the objective of generalization. Optimization algorithms are designed to decrease the loss of training dataset. The objective of machine learning is to minimize the loss of input data from the real world. Machine learning has become such a heated issue that its definition varies across the world of academia, corporate companies, and the scientific community. Here are some of the commonly accepted definitions from select sources that are extremely known. Machine learning is based on algorithms that can learn from data without relying on rules-based programming. McKinsey. Machine learning, at its most basic, is the practice of using algorithms to parse data, learn from it, and then make a determination or prediction about something in the world. NVIDIA. The field of machine learning seeks to answer the question, how can we build computer systems that automatically improve with experience? And what are the fundamental laws that govern all learning processes? Carnegie Mellon University. Machine learning is the science of getting computers to act without being explicitly programmed. Stanford University. Types of machine learning. Supervised machine learning. The supervised machine learning is widely used in predictive big data analysis because they can assess and apply the lessons learned from previous iterations and interactions to new dataset. These learning algorithms are capable of labeling all their current events based on the instructions provided to efficiently forecast and predict future events. For example, the machine can be programmed to label its data points as R, run, N, negative, or P, positive. The machine learning algorithm then labels the input data as programmed and gets the correct output data. The algorithm compares the production of its own with the expected or correct output, identifies potential modifications, and resolves errors to make the model more accurate and smarter. By employing methods like regression, prediction, classification, and boosting of ingredients to properly train the learning algorithms, any new input data can be fed to the machine as target dataset to assemble the learning program as desired. This jumpstarts the analysis and propels the learning algorithms to create an inferred feature, which can be used to generate forecasts and predictions based on output values for future events. Financial organizations and banks, for example, depend heavily on machine learning algorithms to track credit card fraud and foresee the likelihood of a potential customer not making their loan payments on time. Unsupervised machine learning. Companies often find themselves in a situation in which data sources are required to generate a labeled and categorized training dataset, in which data sources are required to generate a labeled and categorized training dataset are unavailable. In these conditions, the use of unsupervised machine learning is ideal. Unsupervised learning algorithms are commonly used to describe how the machine can produce inferred features to illustrate hidden patterns from an unlabeled and unclassified component in the stack of data. These algorithms can explore the data so that a structure can be defined within the data mass. Although the unsupervised machine learning algorithms are as effective as the supervised learning algorithms in the exploration of input data and drawing insights from it, the unsupervised algorithms are not capable of identifying the correct output. These algorithms can be used to define data outliers, to produce tailor-made product suggestions, to classify text topics using techniques such as self-organizing maps, singular value decomposition, and k-means clustering. Customer identification, for example. Customers can be segmented into groups with shared shopping attributes and targeted with similar marketing strategies and campaigns. Consequently, unsupervised learning algorithms are very common in the online marketing industry. Semi-supervised machine learning. The semi-supervised machine learning algorithms are extremely flexible and able to learn from both labeled as well as unlabeled or raw data. These algorithms are a hybrid of supervised and unsupervised ML algorithms. Usually, the training dataset consists of predominantly unlabeled data and a tiny portion of labeled data. The use of analytical methods such as forecast, regression, and classification, in combination with semi-controlled learning algorithms, allows the computer to improve its accuracy in learning and training significantly. These algorithms are often used when the production of processed and labeled training data from the raw dataset is highly resource-intensive and less cost-effective for the company. Companies are using their systems with semi-supervised learning algorithms to prevent additional personnel and equipment expenses. For example, the application of technology for facial recognition requires an enormous quantity of facial data dispersed across multiple input sources. The processing, classification and labeling of raw data obtained from sources, including internet cameras, require a lot of resources and thousands of hours to be used as a training dataset. Reinforcement machine learning. The reinforcement machine learning algorithm learns from its environment and is much more unique than any of the previously discussed machine learning algorithms. Such algorithms perform activities and carefully record the results of each action, either as an error for a failed outcome or a reward for excellent results. The two main characteristics that distinguish the reinforcement learning algorithm are the trial and error analysis technique and the delayed reward feedback loop. The computer continually analyzes input data using a variety of calculations and transmits a signal of reinforcement for each correct or intended output to eventually optimize the final results. The algorithm creates an easy action and rewards feedback loop for assessing, recording, and learning what activity has been efficient, in that it resulted in right or intended output in a shorter time. The use of such algorithms enables the system to determine optimal conduct automatically and to maximize its effectiveness in a specific context. Therefore, in the disciplines of gaming, robotics, and navigation systems, the reinforcement machine learning algorithms are heavily utilized. Importance of machine learning. The seemingly unstoppable interest in ML stems from the same variables that have made data mining and Bayesian analysis more common than ever before. The underlying factors contributing to this popularity are increasing quantities and data varieties, cheaper and more effective computational processing, and inexpensive data storage. To get a sense of how significant machine learning is in our everyday lives, it is simpler to state what part of our cutting-edge way of life has not been touched by it. Each aspect of human life is being impacted by the smart machines intended to expand human capacities and improve efficiencies. Artificial intelligence and machine learning technology is the focal precept of the fourth industrial revolution that could question our thoughts regarding being human. All of these factors imply that models that can analyze larger, more complicated data while delivering highly accurate results in a short time can be produced rapidly and automatically on a much larger scale. Companies can easily identify potential growth opportunities or avoid unknown hazards by constructing desired machine learning models that meet their business requirements. Data runs through the vein of every company. Increasingly, data-driven strategies create a distinction between winning or losing the competition. Machine learning offers the magic of unlocking the importance of business and customer data to lead to actionable measures and decisions that can skyrocket a company's business and market share. Machine learning has demonstrated over the recent years that many distinct tasks can be automated, which were once deemed as activities only people could carry out, such as image recognition, text processing, and gaming. In 2014, machine learning and AI professionals believed the board game Go would take at least 10 years for the machine to defeat its greatest player in the world. But they were proven mistaken by Google's DeepMind, which showed that machines are capable of learning which moves to take into account even in such a complicated game as Go. In the world of gaming, machines have seen much more innovations, such as DotaBot from the OpenAI team. Machine learning is bound to have enormous economic and social impacts on our day-to-day lives. Complete set of work activities and the entire industrial spectrum could potentially be automated, and the labor market will be transformed forever. Machine learning is a method of data analysis that automates analytical model building. It is a branch of artificial intelligence based on the idea that systems can learn from data, identify patterns, and make divisions with minimal human intervention. SAS. Repetitive learning automation and information revelation. Unlike robotic automation, driven by hardware that merely automates manual tasks, machine learning continuously and reliably enables the execution of high quantity, high volume, and computer-oriented tasks. Artificial intelligence machine learning algorithms help to adapt to the changing landscape by enabling a machine or system to learn, to take note of, and reduce its previous mistakes. Machine learning algorithm works as a classifier or a forecasting tool to develop unique abilities and to define data pattern and structure. For instance, an algorithm for machine learning has created a model that will teach itself how to play chess and even how to create product suggestions based on consumer activity and behavioral data. This model is so effective because it can easily adjust to any new dataset. Machine learning allows assessment of deeper and wider datasets using neural networks comprising several hidden layers. Just a couple of years ago, a scheme for detecting fraud with countless hidden layers would have been considered a work of imagination. A whole new world is on the horizon with the emergence of big data and unimaginable computer capabilities. The data on the machines is like the gas on the vehicle. More data addition leads to faster and more accurate results. Deep learning models thrive with a wealth of data because they benefit from the information immediately. The machine learning algorithms have led to incredible accuracy through the deep neural networks. Increased accuracy is obtained from deep learning. For instance, from the regular and extensive use of smart technology, such as Amazon Alexa and Google Search. These deep neural networks also boost our healthcare sector. Technologies like image classification and recognition of objects are now able to detect cancer with the same precision as a heavily qualified radiologist on MRIs. Artificial intelligence enables the use of big data analytics in combination with the algorithm for machine learning to be enhanced and improved. Data has developed like its currency and can readily become intellectual property when algorithms are self-learning. The crude information is comparable to a gold mine in that the more you dig, the more you can dig out or extract gold or meaningful insights. The use of machine learning algorithms for the data allows faster discovery of the appropriate solutions and can make these solutions more useful. Bear in mind that the finest data will always be the winner, even though everyone uses similar techniques. Humans can typically create one or two good models a week. Machine learning can create thousands of models a week. Thomas Davenport, The Wall Street Journal. Core concepts of machine learning. Today, there are several kinds of ML, but the notion of ML is mainly based on three components: representation, evaluation, and optimization. Here are some of the standard concepts that apply to all of them. Representation. Machine learning models cannot directly hear, see, or sense input examples. Data representation is therefore needed to provide a helpful vantage point for the model in the main data attributes. The choice of significant characteristics that best represent data is very essential to train a machine learning model effectively. Representation simply refers to the act of representing data points to a computer in a language that it understands, using a set of classifiers. A classifier may be defined as a model that inputs a vector of discrete and/or ongoing function values and outputs a single discrete value, called class. To learn from the represented data, a model must have the desired classifier in the training dataset or hypothesis space that you want the models to be trained on. The data features used to represent the input are very critical to the machine learning system. Any classifier that is external to the hypothesis space cannot be learned by the model. For developing a required machine learning model, data characteristics are so essential that it can easily be the difference between successful and unsuccessful machine learning projects. A training dataset with several independent features which are well linked to the class can make learning much easier for the machine. On the other side, it may not be easy for the machine to learn from the class with complex functions. This often requires the processing of the raw data so that the desired features for the ML model can be built from it. The method of deriving features from raw dataset tends to be the ML project's most time-consuming and laborious component. It is also considered to be the most creative and interesting part of the project, where intuition and trial and error play just as important a role as the technical requirements. The ML process is not a one-shot process of developing and executing a training dataset, but an iterative process requiring analysis of the post-execution output, followed by modification of the training dataset. Domain specificity is another reason why the training dataset requires comprehensive time and effort. Training dataset to produce predictions based on consumer behavior analysis for an e-commerce platform will be very distinct from the training dataset needed to create a self-driving car. Nevertheless, in the industrial sectors, the core machine learning mechanism stays the same. No wonder there is a lot of research going on to automate the process of feature engineering. Evaluation. Essentially, in the context of ML, evaluation is referred to as the method of assessing various hypotheses or models to select one model over another. An evaluation function is needed to distinguish between effects classifiers from the vague ones. The evaluation function is also known as the objective, utility, or scoring function. The machine learning algorithm has its internal evaluation function that is usually very different from the researcher's external evaluation function used to optimize the classifier. Usually, the evaluation function is described as the first phase of the project before selecting the data representation tool. For example, the self-driving car machine learning model has the feature to identify pedestrians in its vicinity at near zero, false negative, and low false positive rate as an evaluation function, and the pre-existing condition that needs to be represented using applicable data features. Optimization. The process of searching the hypothesis space of the represented machine learning model to identify the highest scoring classifier and achieve better evaluation is called optimization. For algorithms with more than one optimum classifier, Selecting the optimization method is very critical in determining the generated classifier and achieving a more effective model of learning. There are a variety of off-the-shelf optimizers on the market to kick off new machine learning models before replacing them with custom-designed optimizers. Statistical learning framework. Statistics-based learning framework that can be categorized as supervised or unsupervised. Supervised statistical learning, constructing a statistical model to predict or estimate output based on single or multiple inputs. On the other hand, unsupervised statistical learning involves inputs but no supervisory output, but helps in learning data relationships and structure. One way of understanding statistical learning is to identify the connection between the predictor, autonomous variables or attributes, and the response, autonomous variable, in order to produce a specific model which is capable of predicting the response variable, y, on the basis of predictor factors, x. X equals f, open parentheses, x, close parentheses, plus epsilon, where x equals, open parentheses, x1, comma, x2, comma, dot, 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 comma, xp, close parentheses, where f is an unknown function and epsilon is random error, or reducible and irreducible. Here are some fundamental concepts of statistical learning. Prediction and inference. If there are several inputs, x easily accessible, but the output, b, production, is unknown, f is often treated as a black box, provided that it generates accurate predictions for y. This is called prediction. There are circumstances in which we need to understand how y is influenced as x changes, but want to estimate f in this scenario. But our objective is not simply to generate predictions for y. In this situation, we want to establish and better understand the connection between y and x. Now, f is not regarded as a black box, since we have to understand the underlying process of the system. This is called inference. In everyday life, various issues can be categorized into the setting of predictions, the setting of inferences, or a hybrid of the two. Parametric and non-parametric techniques. The parametric technique can be defined as an evaluation of f by calculating the set parameters, finite summary of the data, while establishing an assumption about the functional form of f. The mathematical equation of this technique is f open parentheses x close parentheses equals beta 0 plus beta 1 x1 plus beta 2 x2 plus dot 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 plus beta p xp. The parametric models tend to have a finite number of parameters, which is independent of the size of the dataset. This is also known as model-based learning. For example, K-Gaussian models are driven by parametric technique. On the other hand, non-parametric technique generates an estimation of f on the basis of its closeness to the data points, without making any assumptions on the functional form of f. The non-parametric models tend to have a varying number of parameters, which grow proportionally with the size of the dataset. This is also known as memory-based learning. For example, kernel density models are driven by a non-parametric technique. Predictions accuracy and model interpretability. Some of the many methods used to learn from statistical data are less adaptable and extremely restrictive. When inference is the target, the use of easy and comparatively inflexible techniques of statistical learning has significant benefits. On the other hand, if the target is the generation of forecasts and predictions, flexible models are preferred. The performance of the model can be estimated based on its accuracy to predict the occurrence of an event on new input data. A more accurate model is deemed as a more valuable model. Interpretability of the model offers insight into the input-output relationship. An interpreted model can provide insight into the capability of independent features to generate predictions for the dependent attribute. The problem occurs because, at the expense of interpretability, as model accuracy improves, so does the complexity of the model. A more accurate model can offer a business more possibilities, advantages, time, or money. But the model accuracy needs to be optimized for such prediction. The optimization of accuracy extends the complexity of the model even further by introducing additional model parameters and resources needed to adjust those parameters. It is much easier and quicker to interpret a model with a relatively small number of parameters. An input coefficient and an intercept term are part of a linear regression model. For instance, every single term can be explored to assess how it contributes to the production of the output. Switching to a logistic regression model provides greater authority in the context of the relationships underlying the potential transformation of a function to output that should be explored along with the coefficients. It is relatively easy to understand a decision tree of small size, but a heavily loaded decision tree needs a distinct perspective to understand why the event is predicted to occur. Furthermore, the optimized combination of several models into one prediction needs to have no significant or timely interpretation. Interpretation is deemed ancillary to model accuracy. For example, models designed to separate and classify spam emails from non-spam emails, as well as models designed to evaluate the price of a real estate. Assessing model accuracy. There is no one-size-fits-all or jack-of-all-trades technique in the field of statistics. It is impossible for a single technique to dominate across the vast variety of datasets. The most frequently used metric in the regression environment is the mean squared error, or MSE, which can be used for quantification of the extent to which the predicted answer value is near to the true answer value for the target observation. For the predicted responses that are extremely close to the true responses, the MSE is computed as small. But if the predicted and true responses vary considerably concerning some of the observations, then the MSE is computed as large. For example, assume we have clinical data for some patients, such as their weight, blood pressure, gender, age, history of family illness, along with information stating if they are diabetic or not. This patient-related dataset can be used to train a statistical technique for predicting diabetes risk based on clinical measures. The most frequently used metric in the classification environment is the confusion matrix. The core characteristic of statistical learning is that with continuous learning, the model becomes more flexible, and the training errors are reduced, although the test error may not be decreased. Bias and variance. In the context of machine learning, bias is defined the simplest assumptions made by a model to further simplify the learning of the target task. Parametric models are designed with an inherent strong bias, which makes learning much faster and simpler, but significantly reduces the overall flexibility of the model for a wider variety of application. Decision trees, k-nearest neighbors, and support vector machines are categorized as low-bias algorithms for machine learning models. The high-bias ML algorithms are linear regression, linear discriminant analysis, and logistic regression. In the context of machine learning, a variance can be defined as the amount by which the estimation of the target function will be altered with the use of different training dataset. Non-parametric models with higher flexibility tend to have a higher variance score. Linear regression, linear discriminant analysis, and logistic regression are low-variance ML algorithms. Decision trees, k-nearest neighbors, and support vector machines are high-variance ML algorithms. The trade-off between bias and variance. In the context of statistical learning, bias and variance are inversely related. For a model exhibiting high bias, the variance score will be reduced significantly, and vice versa. There is a compromise that needs to be made between these two factors, which drives the selection of the model and its configuration to resolve the targeted issue by achieving a fine balance between the two. The right level of flexibility is critical to the efficiency and performance of any statistical learning technique in both the regression and classification environments. The trade-off between bias and variance of the model and the subsequent U-shape in the test error poses a major challenge.